motion?
We will.
Okay.
Okay, I'm calling to order the January 9th, 2020 meeting. Welcome to the new year. So the first motion, or first item on the agenda is the election of the chair and vice chair. We are missing one of our members, and we still have a vacancy on the committee, but we will go ahead with the election. I will make a motion to keep things as they are, which would keep me as the chair and Pat Fisher as the vice chair.
I'll second that.
Second, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. All right. The second, or I guess third item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the December 2019 meeting. Do we have any issues?
I make a motion that the December 12th, 2019 minutes of the Kaiser Traffic Safety Bikeways and Pedestrian Committee be approved as written.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, or abstention? Seeing none, motion passes to approve the minutes. All right, next item, the appearance of interested citizens. Don't see any tonight, other than ourselves. So we'll move past that. Next, project reports. Pat is not here, so nothing for Wayne or Steve. All right. I should actually do that. Mm-hmm. I should have done that. I'm sorry. We have a new member, Stephen Wolf, and welcome to the committee. Thank you. Would you like to tell us about yourself?
Well, I'm recently retired after 20 plus years in state service at the Department of Justice.
Congratulations.
long time, been a Kaiser resident for something in excess of 30 years now. Was born and raised in Almsville, and so have not strayed too far afield. I've always been an avid cyclist and was a regular and devoted bike commuter during my tenure in state service, and so this seemed to be a perfect fit for me in terms of matching my interests, my personal interests with interests in public service and continuing forward and continuing to our fine community here.
All right, well, thank you and congratulations on retirement. I will someday see that goal line. Well, and just so you know, these projects that we have are projects that we've volunteered to work on. So if you have something in the future that you feel like you'd like to have put on the agenda, just bring it up at a meeting and we and Debbie will add it to our workload.
I did notice that Kathy, my predecessor here, had a project ongoing. I don't know if that was completed, the citywide missing link neighborhood connectivity project. I don't know that entailed or whether that is completed, whether that's something you need someone to continue working on.
I don't believe it has been
finished, no.
So
it was looking to see what sidewalks, there's throughout the city there's breaks in the sidewalks where the development has not taken place or the houses are old and that so they don't have sidewalks there. And she was going to kind of inventory all of those so that possibly when funds were available, the committee could advocate for getting those connected. And I believe there's neighborhoods that don't connect either. I don't live in Kaiser, but the committee members do, and they probably all know places where sidewalks dead end.
Southeast Kaiser, there's sections that don't connect.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah, so if you would like to take that,
take that on.
Okay.
And I would recommend you talk to Kathy to see what all she's done and go from there. Thank you. All right. So I have two items, but nothing to report right now. Although I will have a question. Wilbur was one of the people I was supposed to talk to about.
Mm-hmm. Wilbur.
And I don't have a number. I don't know if anyone would have a number.
I think I might be able to find it for you.
I know where you live.
Okay. I don't think you'll like me knocking. Okay, thank you, Debbie. And last would be Hirsch.
I don't have a lot more to report than I did last time. The McNary upgrade, all pending the current construction, and it's kind of slowed down because of the weather and stuff. So we're probably talking about maybe starting that back up springish. The bike repair station at Kennedy is a go, but construction and such will be later. Mike Griffin provided a detailed installation and what to watch for information to the school based on our installation of the bike repair station. So little things are moving ahead. I still haven't gotten it from the locker, transit locker, so I need to get my truck over there and get it and either take it to the school or store it in my garage so we have it and get it to stuff. And again, with the weather, they said, let's wait closer to spring. But they're both, the principals are both very much behind it, as well as the Boys and Girls Club.
Could you remind me, at the McNary project, is there going to be the same number of bike parking, or will be more?
Well, the picture that I took of the bike rack this last spring, there were 40 bicycles. And so we will have racks for at minimum 40 to 50 bicycles. And again, we'll be that project may take a little longer because the SeaTac Center would build them and, you know, might take a little time, but funding would be the next step. And the school thinks they could come up with some funding. I promised some money and maybe some other resources we could, you know, contact. We're talking about possibly something around $2,500, $3,000 to do it.
Good. Thank you. Anything for Hirsch?
Wasn't Kennedy undergoing the school bond upgrades?
Yes, that's...
And that's the reason for the delay?
Well, yeah, what they're wanting to do is their school bond repair begin next summer. So they don't want to put anything in that's semi-permanent for the rack. They want to do it kind of temporarily. And then once the project, which will be about a year's worth project, then they'll put it in a more permanent spot. So that, you know, and Kennedy, it appears, will also be one of the schools for the new Safe Routes to School coordinator. Thank you, Wayne, for doing some of that work.
Well,
all right. Well, I guess we'll move on to committee member input.
I have a list. I want to commend the In-N-Out Burger organization, except they made one little mistake. Put all the signage in the bike lane, so cyclists had to go out into traffic around the signage. Did you see that?
I believe that was probably not In-N-Out. That was the flagging crew themselves that they're subcontracted.
So I know of 30 cyclists that got in a bog there because they had to go out and around these right into the traffic. And all they had to do is just move it farther to the right or a little bit more to the left, or get a design, which I have a bunch of them, stop signs that I use for our Safe Rights school rodeos, and just use one of those. It doesn't block, but they use the A-frames, and it blocks the whole bike racks, bike lanes, both north and south on Utali Road there. So, and it's still blocking. I checked it tonight before I left.
Are they actually in and out signs?
No, they're stop signs.
They're stop signs.
Is that something we could have our compliance officer check and ask them to make some modifications?
I don't know exactly who would be the best one, Counselor. All they'd have to do is just move it a little bit, because they have one big stop sign in the middle and then the one on the right in the bike lane. If they moved it, you know, at least one bike length, you know, they already got two stop signs there. And it's both ways, on both sides.
Are they, no. Are you referring to the ones right at the entrance to their drive-through?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember when they were actually put there by the construction crew, but it was to alleviate other traffic issues.
Well, bicycles are traffic, too.
I understand that.
And it created a problem with cyclists, because like the Salem Bicycle Club, every Monday and Wednesday we have a ride that goes through there, starting at REI. And there was a problem that, well, it's an ongoing problem, but it, especially that first couple weeks.
Is that something we can share with either In-N-Out or their company that they've hired?
Yeah, I can run it up to Sergeant Lede as well, and I have direct line with the manager.
Yeah, all they need is to, and I guess a group of cyclists did confront some of the poor people working there. And I apologize for that. They were very frustrated that the bike lane was taken out of use, and, you know, words may have been said, and I apologize for that. It looks like an easy compromise if they could just move it a little bit. They already have the other stop sign, or just a different design where you aren't using the A-frame.
I think the construction crew had to rent those stop signs, so I don't know where they would get the other type.
I was able to. They're easy to find. Fact is, the old design is one on a pole on an old tire. I've seen those style. It just don't block the bike lane, and they're wide enough that they block the whole lane.
So would you prefer it on the sidewalk?
It's not, it doesn't, at that entrance, if they move it farther to the right, more into the what we call the gutter, you know, that cement section right up against the curb, they moved it farther over and less, and opened it up a little more for cyclists to go through or go to the other design, that would be a lot better. But right now, it blocks the whole, where a cyclist does have to go out and around. And here, right at a busy intersection where they're doing traffic and such, it doesn't make, I had something to complain about, concerned about. The next one is not biking. Willow Lake Road, right off of Windsor Island. What is happening there is cars and commercial vehicles are parking on the north side of Willow Lake. There is a bus stop right at the corner of Willow Lake and Windsor Island. These cars are parking. At the end of Willow Lake is the gravel pit. All the large trucks are coming, and we're talking dump trucks with trailers, coming down through there, and they cannot make the turn. We have apartments right there on both sides, the two-story apartments and some smaller apartments, and kids are walking back and forth. And it's, and with Zane's repair shop right there at the corner, I saw an issue the other night where traffic was actually backed up on Wheatland because nobody could turn in there because there was a big truck. It appears that possible solution that the city should look at is what they did on Main Avenue, and just no parking on that one side, at least up from the intersection. Because the big trucks are making the turn in. That's a routine and every day.
The commercial vehicles, are they there for, like you talk like a UPS truck? Or what?
No, we're talking generally parked pickup trucks with trailers parked there. Most of them are lawn care businesses that are just parked there. If you go there, they're parked there now, or a line of cars. And the cars will be parked from the driveway or the entrance to the two-story apartments on Willow Lake all the way to Wheatland. And then we throw in the bus stop right there. We have both a school bus and transit stop there. And at times, with the big trucks, and they're coming back there, and they've come back there for years, and that's their route. We've just created a lot of new development there, and we just haven't helped the trucks.
Just to clarify, the corner of Willow Lake and Windsor Island?
Yes.
On the west side?
It would be on the west side, yeah.
And so they'd be, the trucks are trying to turn west?
They're trying to either turn out or turn west. But the incident I was on, there was a truck turning, coming south on Wheatland, trying to turn on there. They just couldn't do it.
There's, on my minutes, you said the north side of Willow Lake, and then just now you said the west side.
Yeah, well, I don't see where Wheatland's coming into play. It's not Wheatland.
No, excuse me, Windsor Island. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
The north side of Windsor Island?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I wanted to have it right so that.
Sorry.
Right.
Got my W's wrong.
West corner of Windsor Island and Willow Lake.
So.
Got it.
Yeah, it has a little curve in it, and there's duplex apartments there. And there's no sidewalks, only on the north side on Willow Lake. So there is a certain level of pedestrian traffic on the south side, but most people walk on the sidewalk.
So you're talking about overflow parking really from the apartments?
I think it's from the apartments. But we're also seeing commercial trucks parked there.
By commercial vehicles, you're talking pickups pulling trailers, right?
Trailers,
not,
and also
true commercial vehicles.
Well, they're pulling trailers that have signs on them.
Commercial motor vehicles is semi truck.
Oh no semi trucks. Just the gravel trucks with their the second rig coming through, and that's just during the day. It's not night or anything, but. I saw a situation where he's, whoa, that doesn't look safe.
Could there be a no parking from here to curb, or are you asking for the entire?
I think it would be good to the city just take a look at it and see if whether how far the no parking should actually go. Because no matter what, that parking's going to move one way or another. I'm a realist, I know. But maybe we could protect that intersection.
The biggest issue, I've fielded a citizen complaint on that. The biggest issue does show up in the evening hours when residents from the apartment complex are home.
In
the daytime, there's really not, there will be a few, but they're not impeding and they're legally parked. I've directed them, that citizen as well, to the city council to.
These cars are legally parked, but this was during the regular working hours. And that's happened several times. At night, the trucks aren't running. You know, after 5, they're not running. So that, I don't want to say they're the hazard, but they're the catalyst that brings it all together is the big trucks coming through. And Zane and his workshop are generally closed after 5, so there's none of his equipment sitting out. And his equipment is sitting on his property. It's just the way that old country road was built. And we're building a lot of houses in there, and the traffic's an increase. And it is also the walking route to Kaiser Elementary is down Willow Lake, up a block and a half, and then the crossing right there on Windsor Island to go to Kaiser Elementary. So there's kids, and we do have the school buses during the day.
Right, they go up Koala and then down.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I just think looking at whether or not parking can be restricted for some distance, realizing that those cars will move somewhere else.
Well, for some part of the day, too. It wouldn't have to be for the entire day.
I would say at least the working hours of the gravel pit. And the gravel pit's been there well before the, yeah, they've been there a long time, well before the city, and it would just be nice. The truckers, you know, they have to move that truck around to get around all this and that curve, just making it a little safer for everybody.
So is that something we should bring to the council, too, or just have our liaison bring to the council?
Well, if Mike was here tonight, we could talk about the possibility of just putting yellow curbing like we did down by Taco Bell.
Yeah, on Main. That's when I saw that, I thought about what they did on Main, realizing that we're not trying to prevent parking. It's just that area with these trucks coming through, the buses coming through during the day, it's a maneuver. And I could see a kid getting hit or a car getting crunched.
Yes. Chair de Blasio, so if we had a note written to Mike to have Public Works look at that and see if it might be beneficial to paint a portion of that curb yellow so that line of sight, and then so that the trucks can maneuver that corner.
The city truck goes down there because we have a well down there. Mm-hmm. So they know the route.
But I think that would be a place to start, see if Mike thinks that would be something that would be beneficial, and then we can check with Bill and see what it'd take to do that, then we'd vote on it in city council like we did with the other strip. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to make a motion on that?
You can.
Do you want to
word that? I make a motion that we recommend to Public Works to look at Windsor and Willow Lake for possible striping for no parking zone. From the corner to with it, as far as they think that it's reasonable.
On both sides of Willow Lake?
I think right now the parking is just on the northwest side.
Corner. There's only curbing on one side.
Yeah, there's curbing on one side. The other, there's no curbing. And I think the city's going to run into problem on the property line. Because Zane's got all of his stuff right there, and that old county road, you don't know where the property lines are. We know where it is on the north side. And it's just the north side where they're parking.
So the north side of Windsor Island Road?
Willow Lake, Laura.
Will we have a motion?
I'll second that.
Second? All in favor of a motion to...
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make sure, because I know that Bill's going to want to know exactly where you're talking about, like he did before. So Hirsch moved that the committee recommend that Public Works look at Windsor Island and Willow Lake Road for possible striping for a no parking zone for a reasonable distance.
On Willow Lake?
On the north side of Willow Lake?
On the north side of Willow Lake.
Okay.
Okay. I won't try to repeat that.
And then you can put me down as the contact.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstentions? Seeing none, it passed.
That's it for me today, tonight, Mike.
It may sound like you had a lot.
Well.
Two items. Yeah. Stephen, any input for you tonight?
Nothing for me.
Okay. I do have something just to bring up, so let me just get it back on my phone here. And some of you may have seen this already. The Safe Routes to School District Policy Workbook. It says it's for board members, administrators, families, and community members. And it will help create and implement district policies that support active transportation and safe routes to school programs. So I didn't do it tonight, but I thought I would get it and share it and see if we could move along some of the ideas in there. So no one's opposed to that. I will do that for the next meeting.
Especially with the hiring of the Safe Routes to School coordinator, which hasn't been done just yet, but we can expect it shortly. And Kennedy is on the list, so yes.
Okay. All right, and that's all I have for input. Wayne?
I really don't have anything new.
Officer Powell will be interested in this. April 26th is the Monster Cookie. We will be again using Kaiser Police, and I will guarantee you a box of cookies afterwards. Registration is now open on BikeReg. It's a website. We've went away from our own Bike Club doing all the work to hiring a company to do the registration. So it's open and it's international now.
It's www.bikereg.
Yeah.
REG?
REG, yeah.
Bike registration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you said the weekend for that is what?
April 26th, Sunday.
It's bikereg.com.
In the Kaiser Police, I'm not sure, but I think this is getting closer to their 24th year of their participation in the Monster Cookie. And we continue to get comments from people on how they love riding through Kaiser.
We may talk about upgrading to donuts.
Well, we got the new donut store coming in Kaiser.
When I scheduled it in the calendar, it pulled up from last year as far as requirement from Kaiser PD. It brought up at 8 to 11. Is that going to be the same?
Yep, exactly. This is the 44th year of the Monster Cookie. So, and it's now become the oldest recreational bicycle ride in the state of Oregon. Portland Wheelman had a ride that would be 45th, but they dropped it last year and aren't doing or do it anymore, the Pioneer Century. So we have now become the oldest bike ride in Oregon.
So has there ever been any video presentation on a ride?
No.
Maybe for the 45th?
Well, yes. I think that's a great idea. We just have to get a videographer or somebody to help do it. Exactly. Or we got some great programs there at McNary High School, too.
Yeah,
so. That's right, yes.
But the 45th year would be pretty hot.
C-Tech does stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I can be talking with Eric there at McNary and see. We've gotten some great photos and stuff that Travel Salem has used to promote it, but having a nice video or maybe even some drone shots and things like that, it might be pretty good because we have, last year we had 1,200 cyclists. Our biggest year was 2,200. So we can kind of plan between 1,000 and 1,500.
Should only allow 2020.
Yeah, there we go. And we are, you don't have to be a racer. It's not a race. It's not. It's a recreational ride. So we've encouraged people on e-bikes, too. Okay. Thank you.
Get folks to contribute their GoPro footage.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's... All these are great ideas. Just coordinate with the club members for their GoPros. And, I'd love to get pictures of the police out there. I've gotten still photos, but actually all the cyclists saying thank you. Have you done it before?
Yeah, I did it last year.
So you got a few thank yous, didn't you? Winnings used to say he got tired of hearing it, but... You'd be surprised that we have so many people from out of state, and their response is, how did you get the police to do it? And it was just sitting down saying, here's where a problem, we're willing to pay, would you be willing to do it? And it's been a yes and a positive for years now.
Marion County assisted last year as well, right?
Well, last year we had Salem, you guys, Marion County, and two off-duty state police who are cyclists that just wanted to do bike repair, but they had their badges just in case.
All right, that sounds great. For the next part of the agenda, staff report, Mike's not here, and I don't think he's left any message.
No, he did not. Okay.
So we'll move on to police liaison, Officer Powell.
Touched on it. It's the in and out. It's what we're over a month or right at a month into it. Myself and Sergeant Lede, many hours out there assisting in traffic control monitoring. Most of it is monitoring. They had that company did extremely well organized. No traffic issues at all. No backup on the freeway. The only it was very localized congestion. Really, unless you were in that. The center turn lane for their drive-through, all the other businesses were able to function as normal and actually found out that their business increased due to people waiting and going elsewhere or Target to shop. No traffic collisions related directly to In-N-Out.
Don't take my complaint about the bike thing. It was well done.
They would go above and beyond to solve any problem that we found that.
And this is the only one I even saw that was, and in the scope of things, it's easily solved, in my opinion.
And as far as in and out, the Kaiser opening, speaking with the manager, this set several opening records, and possibly week-long records, and they were even looking at month-long records. So it's done really well for Kaiser.
Thank you. Council. Council liaison.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair de Blasi. Just a couple of things I wanted to touch base on. We talked last month a little bit about the Wheatland Road improvement, and Hirsch is going to be helping with that committee. And I just wanted to reiterate that's an advisory thing at this point. It'll probably be at least 2 years before we actually lay any asphalt or put any paint down, but really appreciate Hirsch volunteering to help with that
That's
research.
My Thursday night bike ride. The loop, the 12-mile loop. So.
But appreciate you doing that. And just Mayor Clark asked me to remind you that what we can do here is if there's something that we see that we need to do, that just to recommend to council what we can do or a proposal of what we'd like us to do or to look at, kind of like we've done tonight with the curb painting and such. Recommend to the person that can make a difference or make a decision on it, and then that would be recommended to council. But we appreciate all the efforts of the members of the committee, because sometimes we would overlook things if you guys weren't here doing it. So appreciate what you're doing, appreciate your efforts and time, and we'll continue to press forward.
Okay, I guess that leads us to adjourning, and our next meeting will be February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, so we'll get you out in time to buy your Valentine's gifts. All right, good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Was easy.
Yeah.
I didn't have my little two.